Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 317 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
This episode is sponsored by Elizabeth Daly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Today we will be discussing part one of chapter. Oh no, I forgot to write it.
What chapter?
Wait, it's chapter 7.
Oh, it's an important one.
Tiffany broke.
Tiffany is broken. She's broken.
Chapter one. No.
Part one. Of chapter 7.
Of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
The Will.
A very sad tale.
Of Albus Dumbledore.
So make sure that you've read your chapter. No, the chapter.
Can Kermit do this?
And you're ready to write your way through the details.
Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to all of our exclusive extras. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or just any fun stuff, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
Recap!
Oh, Tiffany, I'm going to let you laugh and cry it out while I do this little recap. Yep. Okay, so the trio need to plan where they're going after the wedding, and they're rudely interrupted by Mrs. Weasley. By the way, Hermione knows how to make a Horcrux now, thanks to the book she borrowed from Dumbledore's office.
What?
The Delacours are in town, and it's almost Harry's birthday.
Crazy.
Yep.
Give me that summary.
All right, Voldy. He's after Gregorovitch, and Harry is dreaming about it. Harry gets woken up by Ron, who gives him the best book ever, apparently, and he gets lots more presents, and then an extra special one from Ginny. Her brother is less than pleased.
Ugh, Ron. All right. Harry had a dream once.
I had a dream once.
What's that from?
Rapunzel. Tangled. Oh. I've got a dream.
I've got a dream. I want to see the floating lanterns.
Wait.
I just want to see the floating lanterns gleam.
And every passing hour, I'm so glad I left that tower. Like all these lovely folks, I've got a dream.
She's got a dream.
It's the best bathroom at Disney World, I'll tell you that much.
It is
the best bathroom at Disney World.
Did you like my performance?
Yeah, yes. I liked your little hands in there. Yeah, it was very Kermit the Frog arms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I was thinking of the concert pianist.
Yeah. So, Voldemort is now on the move, and he is hunting for something very specific, or hunting for someone. What a terrifying feeling if you would know that that's what's going on. I mean, I know Gregorovich doesn't know. Gregorovich doesn't know that Voldemort's a kid. Anyways.
Can we call him Greg?
Sure.
Yeah.
Greg.
I like it.
I'm old Greg. Okay.
Good old Greg.
No. Tiffany.
What?
Old Greg.
I'm Why? Old Greg.
Old Greg.
What's old Greg?
Get
some
out.
YouTube BS.
What? I'll show it to you later.
You know.
You'll great know.
Time. Yeah, you'll remember.
It's one of those things that you have to be like a millennial to understand.
And you still don't understand it, but you just roll with it.
That's true.
Got it.
So Harry is seeing all of the things via dream / Horcrux connection.
The Horcrux connection.
And so Voldemort is in a small village and he's searching for a man. And that's what we know. So Harry wakes up with a start and his scar is prickling. He's in Ron's room and it's so early that it's still dark outside. And I am told to say in my notes, Tiffany smells.
I can't believe you didn't see me type that while you were doing your notes because you were literally like 2 points below that and I wrote it.
Did I not see it, Megan Petrus?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you did.
So Ron is awake and he was probably woken up by Harry talking to himself because he tells Harry, hey, you're muttering in your sleep. And Ron tells him some very important information. And I think this is really good because I don't think Harry would have remembered otherwise because Harry racks his brain to try to figure out what the dream was going on. And you can't remember much. So Ron tells him, you were saying Gregorovich. And that's the name of the man that Voldemort is searching for. So without this little bit of information, Harry wouldn't have been able to kind of later on make the connection when he sees Crumb and remembers the name Gregorovich because of Quidditch and Goblet of Fire and all the weighing of the wands. And Gregorovich, as we know, is another highly praised wand maker. So I've got Ollivander. He didn't give me the answers. Let's go find this other guy and see if we can ruffle some feathers and figure this out. Sorry, Charlie. That's not how this goes. And he tries to remember Charlie. His dream vision, right? But he's struggling, and he just notes that he thinks Voldemort's abroad because what he's seeing didn't really look like anywhere in Britain. And I'm like, buddy, have you been places? Because last time I checked, you lived in a cupboard under the steps. So I'm not sure. I mean, it's not a burn. Not a burn on him. He could not help that. But, like, you haven't been places. Shouldn't you, like... not
he knows places
absolutely discount things like
he knows places Voldemort can hide.
Yeah, how much geography are we learning pre-Hogwartian times? You know what I mean? I just don't know. And so Harry's like, please don't tell Hermione that I'm seeing Voldy vision again, because I just cannot deal with any of that
Voldy vision.
You like
that? Is it in 10K?
It's in...
I mean 4K.
12K.
I was going to say 1080p, but then said 10K. I mean, what the heck am I... I don't know, I'm done.
Running. I'm going to leave now. Running is on your mind.
True.
So the two of them try and pinpoint, who is this Hans, right? Who is this Gregorovich?
This old Greg, if you will.
This old Greg. There's mention of a Quidditch player. Is that what we're talking about? Is it Dragomir Gorgovich? Who's that?
No, Ron. That's not who it is.
Ask
Dragomir.
Say, who's that Quidditch player?
Who's that Quidditch player?
That's Pikachu.
I'm glad that you asked.
Coughing.
No, it is...
a wizard who played Quidditch. No, it's Gorgovich transferred to the Chudley Cannons in 1995 for a, quote, record fee. We don't know if that's high or low. I assume it's low. And held the record for most quaffle drops in a season. Ron Weasley tried not to think about him if he could, probably because his favorite team was the Chudley Cannons. No way.
What a bum.
Yeah. Oh, I like this connection, though. So when Ron gets all, like, transformed, when they're going to break into Gringotts, he chooses the name Dragomir Despard. So that's kind of fun. That's kind of fun.
I guess Dragomir. He does think about him now, doesn't he?
He does. He's haunted. Oh, that's more Taylor Swift.
You think about me.
Oh, my God. Katie sang a totally different song, and then you said haunted. That's too Taylor.
I know. I thought of the haunted lyric, so. The name Dragomir means precious and peaceful from the Slavic element Dorgo. I don't know if I said that right. Meaning precious, combined with mir, meaning peace. However, the ending mir found in many Slavic names has developed from the old Slavic term something, mir, I don't know, meaning large, great, or greatly. So yeah, that's Dragomir. Back to my doc. Also, happy birthday, Harry Potter.
Happy birthday, Harry.
And a one, happy and birthday. A two, and a three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Awful. That was terrible.
It was so bad.
And I hope everyone listening has secondhand embarrassment wherever you are.
We're putting that out to the public. What is wrong with us?
There's a lot. What do we choose from? Anyways, I cannot read this quote without hearing Jim Dale read it, because it is probably one of the most ridiculous ways that he reads anything in this book. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
When he realizes that it's his birthday. Yeah. He's like just now waking up. Hold on, I'm trying to pull it up from my Kindle here. Coughing. I'm right here. Hold on. Gorgovich. Do. Okay, he goes. Wow, that's right. I forgot. I'm 17. I swear that's how he says it. And I die a little inside each time. I love Jim Dale.
I'm 17.
So he grabs his wand and he's like, Accio glasses. And then they poke him in the eye. And Ron's like, don't do your fly next time with that. And it's like a great joke. It is actually pretty funny. Like, that's hilarious.
I think it's funny that he summons his glasses because he needs glasses. But then he pokes himself in the eye with glasses. So now he really needs glasses even more.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? Like rain. Anyway, this is a millennial episode. And Harry is really excited about not having the trace on him anymore, which is kind of like a foreshadowing for him feeling sickened at the thought later on when they are found at Tottenham Court Road that he might still have the trace.
Tottenham Court Road.
I think I said ham in there, and that's not right. And I think I said that last episode. Don't come at me on the internet, you guys. I'm not in my finest top form this evening. So he's like, let's celebrate my birthday by making your stuff fly around the room.
Pigwidgeon is so really excited about that. And it makes me really miss Hedwig a lot. And then Ron gives Harry probably the greatest present he will ever receive.
A book?
What?
So Ron is super proud of this gift, and I copy-pasted because it's just kind of cute.
Do it.
"This isn't your average book," said Ron. "It's pure gold. 12 fail-safe ways to charm witches. Explains everything you need to know about girls. If only I'd had this last year, I'd have known exactly how to get rid of lavender, and I would have known how to get going with, well, Fred and George gave me a copy, and I've learned a lot."
You'd be surprised. Your accent, my friend.
It's not all that wand work either.
Oh. Meg, since when does Ron speak like he's had 12 cups of coffee?
You never know. He's very excited about this book, Katie.
That's true.
Yeah. So Harry is super excited because they go downstairs for breakfast and there are presents there too. Mr. Weasley had to leave early for work, so Mrs. Weasley told him that he said happy birthday. Don't worry. She also says happy birthday herself, too. And she gives him a gift. Mr. and Mrs. Weasley give him a gift similar to what they gave Ron. A watch. And this watch is gold with stars circling around the face instead of hands. And we learn here that this is tradition to give a wizard a watch when he comes of age. And I actually honestly think that this is more special than Ron's because this was her brother Fabian's and Fabian was lost in the last war. So Harry gets up and gives her a hug and it's like a really good hug too. He quote puts a lot of unsaid things into this hug, which I kind of imagine is like, "You are such a mother figure to me. Thank you for doing this because I have no one else who would. Like, this is so touching." And it's a sweet moment.
I love the, I think we talked about this a long time ago, but like Ron wouldn't want, quote, a hand-me-down. Like he would want a brand new watch. But Harry appreciates
the hand-me-down.
That it has a dent in it, that it was her brother's, that it has this meaning. Like this ties him into the family probably even more than like Mrs. Weasley already considers him a son, right? But like this is like, here's a family heirloom. We want you to have it. And
that
he loves it.
Emosh.
Yeah.
It's funny you said that, and then like almost right after you started saying that, Mia said, "It's sweet of Mrs. Weasley to recognize what each of those boys would value in this specific gift."
Yeah.
Which is accurate.
Yeah.
So Hermione comes in and wishes him a happy birthday, too. And she got him a new sneakoscope.
Comes in handy later. Literally.
Sure does. He gets an enchanted razor from Bill and Fleur and chocolates from the Delacours, which I think is sweet that they gave him anything because they don't really know him, you know?
Yeah.
And then an enormous box of the latest Weasley's Wizard Weezes merch from Fred and George.
That's such a cop-out.
And someone wrote, "Megan smells," which I'm assuming
he uses that stuff later, Katie.
Yeah, yeah.
What, Weasley Wizard Weezes?
Yeah, decoy detonators.
Powder.
Decoy detonator. Just being a butt.
Giant cheeks.
I mean, like, of course, they're going to give that to everyone as presents for, like, well, Fred will.
You know what? I'm going to start sending podcast episodes to people for holidays and birthdays.
Yeah.
Here's a recording of my voice. Love you.
I'll send you a cameo.
I'm going to send everybody just a voice memo. Oh, man. Hi, this is Katie from Switch and Flick. I'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Don't let the muggles get you down.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh my gosh. So Hermione takes all of his gifts and says that she's going to go pack them. And then Ginny from her room as they're passing in the hall says, "Harry, will you come in here?"
Oh my God.
Hiya, Harry.
And Ron notices this Hermione drags his butt away.
As she should.
Give us a space, Ron.
So Harry goes into Ginny's room for the first time ever.
For the first time in ever.
And he sees a Weird Sisters poster. A poster of Gwenog Jones, who's the captain of the Holyhead Harpies.
Tickets whenever I want them.
Tickets whenever I want them. God. A desk that looks over the orchard, which now is looking over the big white tent for the wedding. And she says, happy 17th. And he very awkwardly says, yeah, thanks. And then gets even more awkward and comments on how nice the view is from her room.
I'm getting awkward just listening to you read this moment.
I know. And she just ignores him. It's uncomfortable.
It's good. Good view. It's good.
She tells him that she couldn't think of what to get him. What would be useful? Nothing too big because he wouldn't be able to take it with him.
Oh, she knows what she's going to give him.
Oh, yeah.
A big old round the lips.
Ew, the way you said lips.
Lips.
Can't with you.
Lips.
You're not allowed to kiss me tonight.
I'll kiss Philly. He'll give me lots of kisses.
Yes, he will.
Okay. So Harry comments that he really does appreciate that Ginny isn't tearful right now. And he thinks this is one of the many wonderful things about her, that she's rarely weepy.
Now listen.
Go ahead.
I know people probably have feelings about like that sentence. But what you have to think about is that Harry doesn't really have a healthy way of processing emotions. So crying probably seems very uncomfortable for him. And what he went through with Cho and her crying obviously made him very uncomfortable because he does not have experience or know-how or all of that jazz. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. He thinks that it's probably having six brothers that must have toughened her up. I don't particularly care for that. Like, I feel like you can just be tough, or you can be more emosh, or you can be both. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sure. So then Ginny continues and said, so then I thought I'd like you to have something to remember me by. You know, if you meet some Vila when you're off doing whatever you're doing. And Harry says, I think dating opportunities are going to be pretty thin on the ground, to be honest. And she says, like, that's the silver lining I was looking for. And it's just like a cute little exchange, very different from the very recent nice view, you know, like we've gone into actual like cute conversation. And then they kiss like they've never kissed before.
Wow, wow, wow.
Thank you. Like,
does that mean like there's definitely tongue, right?
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
Why?
Like Harry's hands Megan. In her hair.
I like reading romance novels. I need details on this kiss.
Give me some dates. Harry describes it as blissful oblivion, better than fire whiskey. She was the only real thing in the world.
That's a good kiss.
Mm-hmm. And then Ron bangs open the door. They jump apart. He goes, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, not. Right, you're Ronald?
Not. You're not.
Because Hermione's behind him, slightly out of breath, because we already know that she dragged him away on purpose so they could have a second, and probably was trying to stop him from running up there.
Yep.
So poor Ginny, her voice is flat and small when she goes, well, happy birthday anyway. Ron's mad. His ears are scarlet. Telltale sign, right? Hermione looks nervous. Bliss is gone. All the reasons for, like, why he broke up with her in the first place. Not that he wanted to, but to keep her safe. You know, the Harry thing. Smart thing, really, but it's sad. It all comes flooding back, and all happy forgetfulness is gone. You said that so nonchalant.
It's sad.
It's sad. Yes, very sad. No, anyway. He wants to say something to Ginny, but he feels like he can't comfort her in front of Ron. So Ron marches downstairs. Harry and Hermione are behind him. Hermione, like, looks scared. She doesn't know what's going to happen. And then a little excerpt from the book, because
these boys are angry at each other right now. You ditched her. What are you doing now, messing her around? I'm not messing her around, said Harry as Hermione caught up with them. And then Hermione tries to interject and Ron holds up a hand to silence her. I don't think that's in your book, sir. Okay, that would make me instantly upset. She was really cut up when you ended it. So was I. You know why I stopped it, and it wasn't because I wanted to. Yeah, but you go snogging her now, and she's just going to get her hopes up again. She's not an idiot. She knows it can't happen. She's not expecting us to end up married. And then he gets this vivid picture in his mind of Ginny in a white dress marrying some faceless person. That's be so sad.
Don't because he's say thinking, yes, run away now.
Tiffany on the Taylor train. Woo woo.
I just think of Taylor in that New Girl episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a nice surprise when that happened. We were like, oh my God.
My mind. I was like, what?
Okay, let's go back to super sad reality.
Yeah, sorry.
Her future free.
No, right? It's not though.
True.
This is him.
This is Harry.
Yeah.
Whereas his, he can see nothing but Voldemort ahead.
But like, she probably, obviously she's not thinking his future is free and unencumbered, but she feels hers is just as filled with Voldemort as his is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you think about like, what's her year at Hogwarts going to look like? And then like,
not like
all
Hogwarts.
The stuff like, right. And she's so focused on helping Harry in any way that she can, trying to get the Sword of Gryffindor. Like, she is in this fight just as much as he is, to the best of her ability, you know?
Well, and you know neither of them are looking for anybody else.
No.
They totally. Still got their hearts set on each other.
They're meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Ron goes, if you keep groping her every chance you get, when the heck?
Stop it.
When?
Just when? Then. Right then.
Yeah. And he's like, look, it won't happen again. Ron looks resentful and sheepish. And he's like, right then. Well, that's, yeah. Smooth,
good one,
Ron.
Ronald.
Right. Ginny doesn't seek him out the rest of the day. But Charlie arriving is a nice distraction. I don't know what Mrs. Weasley's obsession is with haircuts, but she wants to give all her children haircuts. Like, where were you in book four? Where were you?
She didn't care.
Yeah. So Harry has his birthday dinner out in the garden because the borough can't handle any more arrangements or people.
How charming is that?
It is really nice. The twins had bewitched purple.
Ding, ding, ding.
Lanterns with big 17s on them.
17.
Hermione made purple and gold streamers
gold,
over the
purple.
Trees and bushes. And Ron is like, oh, you really got an eye for that sort of thing. And Hermione's like, oh, thanks. Like, looking happy, but a little confused. And Harry's like, yeah, for sure. That came from his book. And he catches Ginny's eye to, like, smile at her. And then he's like, oh, wait, like, I probably shouldn't even look at Ginny right now.
Look at her all you want, baby.
I want all of you to look at
her. Hey, baby.
All right, let's see what questions we have.
Happy birthday, Harry.
Harry.
So, Dusty Fur, what would your first spell be when you came of age? Probably Accio, let's be honest.
It's, honestly, yeah.
You're like, I'm going to make whatever I want come to me. You know what I mean?
I would make the remote come to me from the couch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Iggy.
I don't know. Probably a cleaning spell.
Yeah.
Katie K asks, which league Quidditch team do you support? The Montrose Magpies over here, baby.
I think I like the Tutshill Tornadoes.
Yeah, they're cool. They're cool.
Griffin,
come on, Tiffany.
Gryffindor.
Boo. Boo.
I don't know.
Wait, what about Puddlemere United?
Puddlemere United.
Oh,
yeah.
Puddlemere United.
I do like the Montrose Magpies, though.
Aren't those like birds?
Yeah.
Okay. on my foot.
Blake asks, what would y'all have wanted as your coming of age as a witch gift? I'll money, honey.
New broom. I take a new Apple Watch. I would like a kitten.
Oh, I was going to say a kitten.
A pooch.
Faux show, yo.
Money,
oh, yeah, I also,
please.
You know, like the Hollyhead harpies.
You mean Holyhead?
Holyhead harpies, whatever.
I still say Hollyhead in my head.
Is it holy?
Is I it think.
A team just for George?
What about Scrudgemere United, friends?
Oh my gosh, yeah, duh. Bless you, Philly. Philly says, Mommy, read the fan story.
Okay. This fan story is from Allie from September of 2021.
Nice.
Hi, gals. This is my Potter story. My name is Allie. I'm a Ravenclaw with quite a Slytherin streak.
What does that mean, Allie?
Yeah, what is the quite? My Potter story starts in the Seattle Public Library in 2002.
Oh, nice.
I was in second grade. I was with my dad and sister, and we were picking out books to read for fun. My sister, who is 2 years older than me, casually handed me the first Harry Potter book and said, hey, you might like these books. I love them. She has no recollection of this event, but the memory is so vivid for me because I felt like my life has been changed forever.
Oh, that's so cute.
Like so many other Potter stories, I couldn't get enough. I read the first four books rapid fire and then had to wait for the rest of the books to come out. My uncle worked at Barnes & Noble and would pre-order each book for my sister and I, and he even had access to pre-order a special edition of Deathly Hallows for me when it came out. When all the books were out, I reread the series for 3 summers in a row. Nice. I just love the magic in the wizarding world and how easy it is for me to picture myself in that world. I would have loved Care of Magical Creatures and Herbology, as I am a super nerd for biology, mostly marine biology. I wish we saw magical Ooh. Whales and seals.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And also, Katie, I think it is so cool that your Patronus is a dolphin. Thanks. My favorite character is Luna. She made me recognize that my, quote, weirdness is meant to be celebrated.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
I admire her openness, honesty, and accepting nature, and I have always aspired to be more like her. I am proud to say that I believe I have some Luna magic in me. We have the same Patronus, a hare. We share strong connections to animals, and we are both Ravenclaws.
I love awesome. That.
Though I have always loved Harry Potter, there were a few years in college where I wasn't very involved with the world anymore. I even got rid of my Quidditch Through the Ages and Tales of Beedle the Bard books in a Goodwill haul. Then I found your podcast just a year ago while in graduate school. I was doing a lot of laboratory. A lot of laboratory work on my own, so I needed something fun to listen to. You guys came up after a quick search, and I would literally listen to 3 episodes per day while in the lab. It's no surprise that I'm all caught up now. My advisor would wander into the lab and call me a nerd, but I freaking love the way you analyze each chapter and character. Finding your show catapulted me straight back to those years in the 2000s and reminded me why I love these books so much. I still can't get enough, so thank you for bringing me back home. I'm filled with gratitude. Be well, Allie.
Allie!
I cannot.
Why?
I cannot.
Why you gotta do that?
Thank you. Oh.
I love that.
I'm glad we shot you on a catapult right back into the magic.
It's just
one
like
of
magic.
Us. Just one like of us.
Google guy.
I also love how you what am I trying to say? Relate to Luna.
Yeah, that's
connect
cool.
with her.
Cuckoo.
It was really cool.
Dude, Phil is ready for us to be done podcasting. He's bitey all of a sudden.
You want to know something, though?
Stop,
he is not.
No, you're not chewing that.
He has not grabbed a squeaky toy this whole recording.
Don't
so very
jinx it.
This.
It's not over.
Yeah,
it's true.
Give me a joke, Katie.
Thank you, Allie.
Thank you, Allie. Okay. What do you get when you combine winter weather with Bobaton? Let me read that again. What do you get when you combine winter weather with Bobaton?
Snow batons.
Snow flurries.
Dang it.
So close.
Also, in this book, it says, here's a picture of an invisibility cloak.
There's nothing there, I assume.
It's
funny.
Invisible. Mia, yeah, snow baton would have been great.
That's what I said, you butt.
Couldn't hear you. Whatever. Whatever.
If you'd like to follow myself and Katie, we're on Instagram and TikTok at the Petrus Family, and Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at tiffswish_flick. I don't think that anybody got a bingo, but some people were close.
No B-I-N-G-O's.
And I'm going to assume that means that the standings have not really changed from the last episode.
You know what happens when you assume.
I know, but it's the same. Ravenclaw in first, only by 20 points.
Yeah, that's close.
Gryffindor in second, Hufflepuff in third, and Slytherin in fourth.
Hufflepuff's not too far behind. Slytherin,
yeah.
You need to win trivia on Friday, or this is going to be really bad.
Yeah.
And it's only November.
Hey, what's wrong with
you? He's psycho.
All right, let's end this then.
Yeah, what's this episode for?
Snow batons. Snow batons.
I'm down.
All right.
Snow batons and magic catapults.
Yep. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Chocolate my voice.
Hello and welcome to episode 317.
What is Kermit the Frog hosting?
Yeah. It ain't easy being green.
I am Kermit the Frog. I'm Tiffany.
What is that song he sings about rainbows?
The Horcrux Connection?
The Horcrux Connection.
Is that what it is? I'm so stupid.
Between Voldemort and Harry.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.